You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is the 50th anniversary. 50 years ago today, that actor George C. Scott refused to accept his Academy Award, his Oscar for Best Actor for the movie Patton, which, by the way, is a brilliant film. He refused to accept his award. He said actors should not be in competition with each other, and he considered the Academy Awards to be, and I quote, a two-hour meat parade, a public display with contrived suspense for economic reasons, end quote.
I like this guy.
Nothing has changed 50 years later, except instead of a two-hour meat parade, now it's a 4 or 5 hour meat parade.
It is, the whole 2 hours before on the red carpet.
And, that is so funny.
I like this guy a lot.
Oh, man. May he rest. So we talk on this show. We know that it's political for many people, and people stop listening to our show if we suggest that anyone go out and get vaccinated, but we happen to believe in it. Here's yet another reason that you probably want to rush out if you're a guy. There's a new study that found getting COVID increases your odds of developing erectile dysfunction by 600%.
600%, Dom.
Wow.
Can you get all three vaccines? I mean, are you allowed to do that? I think that's important.
Get them more than once?
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
We'll just leave that.
That is scary stuff.
So I was just writing a piece now for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out this morning at about 11:30. Because I like to add little bonus stories in there that are fun with links and photos and stuff like that. And I mentioned in there this thing called the Drake Equation, which this guy came up with many years ago. It's this formula that he put together to try to figure out what the odds are that there is intelligent life elsewhere in our Milky Way galaxy. And it's a really funny equation. Well, it's not fun. It's funny to me because it's so involved, and yet it makes so much sense. Well, now there's a story out today that the online gambling sites have dropped the odds of us making alien contact. Why? Well, it's because of that leaked UFO video that came out, and the Pentagon has confirmed that it actually is real Navy footage, and they can't explain it.
I watched that video a couple times. It's these, like, glowing triangles in the sky.
What do you think, Jerry?
And it's pretty trippy, and then you start clicking on other links, and I guess these triangles have been spotted other places. So everyone's like, what is this? I don't know. Who knows what it is?
So before the Pentagon made their announcement, if you wanted to gamble on alien contact, you got odds of 200 to 1. Not anymore. Now the odds have dropped to 20 to 1.
Let's just hope they're friendly.
And the odds of contact this month also dropped by a factor of 10. So,
well, hopefully they come in peace.
Klaatu Barada Nikto is all I say. Learn to say that. Klaatu Barada Nikto.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I'm not Googling that. I don't even know how to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely spell anniversary.
That has to be one of those things that 6% of our listeners get, but they appreciate me not explaining it.
All right.
What else is trending?
Well, today's National Laundry Day, on the heels of that alien story. Whatever that saying was. Let's talk about laundry.
Klaatu Barada Nikto.
I don't even... It's Do Your Laundry Day. If you're a big fan of doing laundry, today's your day. And it's also... This is just for Mr. DT next to me here. Happy National High Five Day.
You know me too well.
Tom hates the high five. Refuses to do it, as a matter of fact. Here's your crap on celebrities. Finally. We're finally getting a release date for F9, Fast and Furious 9, June 25th. And they dropped a new trailer for it yesterday. I was watching it this morning. And can it get any more ridiculous?
Yeah.
It looks just so stupid, but I will be parked on the couch watching it with a smile on my face.
Have you seen the other 8?
I've seen them all, yeah.
You have seen all of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun. They're just so over the top now. That
mindless
it's just,
escapism.
It's so hard to watch because they're so bad. And then on top of it, John Cena's in this one. And I can't stand John Cena. He is just a horrible actor. Cheesy. I describe him as the Kroger brand of The Rock. Like, he's the store brand of The Rock.
He's generic Rock.
He's trying to be The Rock, but he'll never catch up. So he's generic Rock.
You said he's a bad actor, so you're telling me that everyone else is, like, they're brilliant thespians throughout?
I mean, Vin Diesel is pretty solid, buddy. Pretty solid. Netflix wants you to get a good night's sleep. They're teaming up with the meditation app that's called Headspace for an animated series called Headspace Guide to Sleep. They're going to explore the science behind a healthy night's sleep, provide tips, a bunch of little 15-minute episodes, it looks like. One on insomnia, stress, your phone, sleeping pills, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. And then each episode is going to end with a guided wind down. Like, it's like a journey to a better night's sleep.
Oh, sure,
the very
yeah.
end of it, they're going to, you know, lure you to sleep.
I believe in that stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I also
the whole
believe
stay
in,
away from screens. It's funny that this is on a screen.
That well, see, I was thinking that too. It's like you're gonna be laying in bed on your iPad watching this.
Yeah, which is one of the primary
light.
Things that they try to insist that people put the screens away like 2 hours before trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, I believe in a healthy dose of melatonin. It's been working
I'm
for me.
I'm warning you, buddy. Your body's gonna stop producing its
I
own
know,
if you don't watch
I know.
Out.
I don't do it constantly, but when I need it, it works.
What
it works.
Milligrams are you taking?
60, 70?
No, you're not. Do you know what you're taking?
I believe it's like 2.
Oh, okay.
2 to 3 if I really need a, you know, to be knocked out. I don't. You're not supposed to take more than 3, I don't think. So.
Yeah.
Don't take 60 to 70.
The bottle we have is a 3-milligram mm-hmm. one, and I try to stay away from those if I can't help
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's working. Let's talk about dating. Dating.com just ran a survey. And they found that people love getting pictures, but it's not selfies and it's not, you know, pictures of your face. People love getting booty pictures, Dom, like really love them.
Like
98% of people say they like getting well, I guess both. Almost 100% of people in the survey say they like getting a butt selfie from somebody. And it helped them improve the romantic connection. And yeah, this story kind of says they think it's in clothes. I would think it's in clothes, you know, just some yoga pants or, you know, some skinny jeans, something like that.
Is this before you meet in person is what they're saying?
Sounds like it. It's a way to flirt a little bit. Or even if you are together for a little bit, just sending them a booty selfie. I'm all right with that. I'm a butt guy. Are you a butt guy?
I've talked about this numerous times. There's the Dom
remember.
Zone, the DZ.
It's the butt to the knee.
It's the waist to the thigh.
That's a good zone.
The DZ.
Good zone. What else is going on? Well, we talked about the shots. Oh, according to a new study, now that you're sleeping good because of Netflix, the best way to wake up and be more alert and less groggy is waking up to a song that you like an upbeat song, your favorite jam, mm-hmm. and it kind of gets you pumped for the day. They also say playing a video game right off the bat kind of gets you all jazzed up and ready for your day, the blood
pumping.
Well,
that's how they tested their theory, is they had people play video games right after waking up,
mm-hmm.
and the ones who woke up with an upbeat, fun song that they liked did better in the video game than people who woke up using an alarm. So that was the big test for it.
Did you see that video game that Sega's putting out? It's called... It's like Final Fight or something like that.
Oh, I did.
But the font choice makes it look like Anal Fight or something.
I know, isn't that great?
And now out from Sega, Anal Fight. Poor font choice.
Probably would be a bestseller.
I might post that later. We'll see. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the picture I posted. Somebody posted a photo on Reddit earlier this week that showed how their in-laws were remodeling their house and ripping up the carpet. When they ripped up the carpet, underneath they found a huge Monopoly board painted on the floor.
It's funny looking.
Nobody really knows why. They said it was a trend in the 50s. I don't know. Was it, Dom?
Shut up. Yeah, they said something like in the 50s, people would paint game boards or tile them into their floors.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I would choose Monopoly. I was trying to think of which one I would do.
Worst game ever. Just do a big checkerboard, I would think, and then have these big checkerboard pieces.
Or you do human checkers.
A human checkerboard. That would be so fun. Anyway, check out the video or the photo. It's kind of cool. It's on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.